You're listening to New England Public Media News. I'm Adam Frenier. Good afternoon. With virus rates rising across the state and the holidays looming, Western Massachusetts residents who want to get a COVID test are often having to wait hours in line if they can get one at all. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
In the last few weeks, Amherst State Representative Mindy Dom has been hearing constantly from constituents who can't get timely tests for COVID-19. Either the lines take forever or they get turned away.
It feels in some ways like we're back in the spring when we really should be way ahead of that.
Dom points out that early in the pandemic, the problem was a shortage of testing supplies. But now the problem seems to be a surge in demand as cases rise across the state and country.
We haven't anticipated a greater demand to make sure that the supply exceeds the demand.
Dom is among several Western Massachusetts legislators asking the state health department for more free state-sponsored testing sites, part of a program called Stop the Spread. There are only 5 such sites in Western Massachusetts, all in Hampden County. Dom wants at least one site in Hampshire County, which would also be more convenient for many Franklin and Berkshire County residents. While initially the state prioritized places hit hardest by COVID, such as Holyoke and Springfield, Dom says a purely targeted approach no longer makes sense.
The pandemic has sort of changed now because the surge is happening across the whole state, and people are interested in finding out what their status is so that they can protect their loved ones and their community.
And many people outside Hampden County are using the sites in Holyoke and Springfield, making the lines longer for everyone. Carolyn Saylor of Northampton sat in line in her car for hours at the state testing site at Holyoke Community College.
So we went on a Saturday morning, and the testing site opens at 7, and we arrived at 7:30. And we were tested at 10:30.
Saylor and her partner didn't feel sick. They just wanted to make sure they were free from infection before their daughter came home from college.
And then I think about people who don't feel well, who are waiting for that amount of time to get a test. That's just terrible.
In a press conference this week, Governor Charlie Baker was asked about the long lines for testing. He says he suspects demand is up because people are planning to gather with family for Thanksgiving against public health advice. He says that's not what the Stop the Spread program was designed for.
We have always said that if you have close contact or you think you might be positive or you're concerned about your situation and circumstance, go get a test, which is why we set these free sites up.
He did not address whether there is a need for more state-sponsored testing sites, which his office says have done 500,000 tests so far. Baker did point out there are several hundred private testing sites at pharmacies and medical offices.
If you have insurance, which most people in Massachusetts, the vast majority of people in Massachusetts do, those sites are open and available to people.
But those are not always easy to access either. A recent search on the CVS website showed that many people without symptoms don't qualify for a test there. And for those who do, there were no appointments available within 30 miles of Springfield. Ace Talo, a college instructor, has gone several times to the CVS in Northampton after what she considers high-risk activities.
For example, one time I was working at a polling station and wanted to get a test after that. I live in a household with 4 other adults, one of whom is immunocompromised.
She says the drive-through waits are taking longer, and so is the turnaround time for results. Representative Mindy Dom says if the state doesn't add more testing sites, legislators could pass a law requiring them, but she'd rather rely on the state's public health experts. She also hopes people understand that mask wearing and avoiding social gatherings remain critical for stopping the spread, with or without more testing. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.